Republican Trent Lott of Mississippi said this morning he will resign his post as Senate Majority Leader. Mr. Lott's been under increasing pressure to step down since he complimented Strom Thurmond's 1948 segregationist campaign for president. NPR Washington editor Ron Elving joins me now to talk about the campaign to succeed Mr. Lott. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Alex.
Senate Republicans are going to meet behind closed doors January 6th to choose this new Majority Leader. How difficult is it to predict the outcome at this point?
At this moment, it's premature to call Tennessee Senator Bill Frist the new Republican leader in the Senate, but it might not be premature by much. He is the only announced candidate at the moment. His presence as an active candidate was the final nail for Trent Lott. And at this hour, with a number of senators beginning to come out for him, we may see the makings of a landslide.
Does the White House have a vote in this? Of course, they don't actually have a vote, but what about the presence of the White House? They're friendly to Mr. Frist.
They are indeed. It's been clear the president liked Bill Frist for some while. He considered him seriously to be his vice presidential candidate in 2000 before he chose Dick Cheney. He is somebody the White House has spoken very highly of on many occasions, and he worked enormously closely with the White House throughout the 2002 election cycle as the chairman of the Republicans' campaign committee in the Senate. So he already has very close relations with the president and also with the president's chief political advisor, Karl Rove. So the president has not come out in favor of one candidate for this job. And today, Ari Fleischer, in the first briefing at the White House, several times deflected the question of whether the White House favored Bill Frist and said that the White House had no involvement in this election. But just the fact that reporters continued to ask that question again and again and again gives you an idea of what credibility Ari Fleischer has when he says that.
Who are the other senators who might emerge as leading candidates for the job?
I think at this point the residual support for Lott and the resentment at the involvement of perhaps the White House and others in this entire matter will coalesce behind Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, who is going to be the new number two in the new Senate. And if there is a serious effort made to stop Frist, he will be the beneficiary.
What about Don Nichols of Oklahoma? He's been the number two Senate Republican for the last 6 years.
Spent the first part of this week in Oklahoma working on a profile of Don Nichols, partly because he has been the number two and also partly because he was the senator who came out on Sunday and said we should have a vote, we should see if we want to continue with Trent or whether we want to choose someone new. That was a critical moment in this whole process. Might not have been the most important moment. I think that was probably when the president came out a week ago yesterday and was so critical of Senator Lott. But the second most important moment in this whole process since the initial remarks on December 5th would have been when Nichols came out. The people in Oklahoma were very excited about the prospect of Don Nichols becoming the Senate Majority Leader, but I think most of them realized he would probably not be the beneficiary. If Trent Lott stepped aside, there would probably be someone else who benefited instead of their own Don Nichols.
Because he had just been key in getting Mr. Lott to go?
This is frequently what happens. If you're the person who opens the opening, you're not necessarily the person who gets to fill it.
All right. Thanks very much, NPR Washington editor Ron Elving.